Hello, my name is Jennifer, and I will be talking about predicting Clostridioides difficile recurrence from gut metabolites. Clostridioides difficile infection, or CDI, is the most common hospital-acquired infection in the U.S., causing around 450,000 cases and 29,000 deaths annually. Recurrence is also very common, occurring around 30% of patients, which increases the risk of death and prolongs the debilitating nature of the disease. Predicting recurrence would allow doctors to jumpstart treatment and prevent debilitating recurrent cycles. CDI development and recurrence are tied to disruption of normal gut microbiota functions. Metabolites in the gut reflect microbe functions and microbe host communication, and thus may provide a clearer picture of why CDI develops and recurs than microbes alone. We aim to predict CDI recurrence and elucidate the biomarkers that lead to recurrence through studying the gut microbiome and metabolome of participants diagnosed with initial CDI infection. To do this, we enrolled 49 participants with primary CDI infection. We collected samples before treatment, immediately after treatment, and every week or twice a week for 4 to 6 weeks until recurrence. Samples were analyzed by 16S rRNA amplicon analysis and LCMS untargeted metabolomics. Both data sources were filtered and transformed to be relatively normally distributed, leaving 123 OTUs and 1,120 metabolites. We used Lasso logistic regression to predict recurrence from each participant's week one sample using sequencing data, metabolomic data, and both. We used nested cross-validation to optimize the L1 regularization hyperparameter and obtain cross-validated results, and we used bootstrapping to obtain a median and 95% interval for results. We obtained a median AUC of 0.771 using the metabolomic data, but only 0.6 with sequencing data. Moreover, the combined model used only metabolomic features to make predictions, as the biomarkers selected from the combined model were all metabolites. The biomarkers selected included a host inflammatory biomarker, a metabolite reported to affect permeability of the intestinal lumen, and a metabolite highly associated with microbial host co-metabolism. These results indicate that there is much more signal in the metabolome than the actual microbial composition, and that we can predict CDI recurrence reliably from the levels of certain metabolites. We are working now to predict CDI recurrence with a more sophisticated model that uses prior biological knowledge to increase predictive accuracy.